not Tupperware. We all use it. It's because of the leftovers. What are we, all Italian grandmothers?
This thing you do. Hey, Giuseppe, I put the Italian meatballs in the fridge with the Tupperware.
Too much pasta, too many meatballs, too much bread, too many appetizers, antipasta, too much soup, too much of everything. It's like Thanksgiving. When you have people come over, lots of people, but you always make too much. How many leftovers do you have after that? That's why Thanksgiving is the best holiday when it's at somebody else's house. You show up, eat, watch football, sleep off the tryptophan, wake up. Oh, but wait a minute. They want to hand you leftovers in their Tupperware containers to take home and put in your fridge forever. And then when you finish the leftover turkey and stuffing, you clean their Tupperware and leave it out on the counter to remind yourself to take it down next time you see them or to give it to them next time they come over. But you never do. My cabinet in my house that has Tupperware in it is never clean. It's never organized. It always falls out whenever you open it up. The Tupperware cabinet. I'm afraid to go in there. I mean, it's almost scary, right? To open up that cabinet door, knowing the Tupperware's gonna come out and get you? Keep it closed. Make less food. I hate going in there. I mean, we have other cabinets in the house, right? With glasses that stay in and bowls that stay in because they stack together nicely. But for some reason, the Tupperware cabinet is a mess.
It's all because of the lid. Finding the lid turns into some kind of runaround game. I've tried stacking the lids on the right side and the containers on the left side. Still can't find the lid. I've tried putting the lids on the containers and stacking those. Still can't find the lid. I've even tried building a shelf above the containers for the lids. Still can't find the lid.
We get Chinese food in those plastic Chinese containers. And then you save those, and you put those in the Tupperware cabinet. Which makes no sense, because you already have Tupperware that's the size of the Chinese food containers. So why have more? They're all over the place. And guess what? You can't find that lid either. Driving yourself crazy. I try and throw them out and try and keep control, but I just can't. I used to like the cardboard boxes back in the day, you know, with the triangle fold over on top and the little wire handle. I think the reason they got rid of those is because they realized that people forgot there was a wire in there, and they put them in the microwave, causing your microwave to catch on fire. And then possibly your house catches on fire, all because you didn't have those updated plastic Chinese containers. And then you'd have burnt fried rice. Sorry about that. And then there's the relatives of Tupperware, saran wrap and tinfoil. And then you have my favorite, the Ziploc bags, which a lot of the times don't zip or lock. And then you have the freezer lock bags, just in case you want to save some food for the next generation. Ugh. I wonder if Joey Chestnut has any Tupperware problems. A guy who eats 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes probably never has leftovers. There isn't a person on this earth who owns a fridge that hasn't put something in Tupperware, put it on the shelf in the back, and forgotten about it for 6 months or so. Then you clean your fridge out, and you find it, and you open that puppy up. It's a mildew, moss-growing mess. Smells like rotten eggs. One whiff of that stuff causes you to pass out and drop. It's happened to all of us, people. And then my wife has a Tupperware party where a bunch of women come over and talk about plastic for 2 hours. Gee whiz, can you all go home and take your Tupperware with you? There's a Tupperware salesman and everything. Any more plastic comes into my house, you're going home in it. But this is good for packing leftover sandwiches. This is good for packing leftover pasta. And what do you think they have at the Tupperware party? More food! More leftovers. More Tupperware. Wonderful. I'm almost 50 years on this earth, and the problem is not the Tupperware. It's the portions. Go ahead and have the day you want to have.